Welcome to Holy Week Prayers for Tuesday Vespers. I'm Jay Jansen. Before we pray together, I have a few instructions. I invite you to light a candle as a sign that God is present with us in spirit. Second, if you haven't already done so, I encourage you to create a family altar in your home for Holy Week. Pick a spot in your house where you can gather by yourself or with others, and there place a candle, a cross, and a bowl. Next, feel free to pause the recording at any time, especially in those moments of listening silence. If you're with a group, you don't have to use the recording. You may have different people read different sections, or you may have a leader read the light print and have the group read together the text in bold print. Finally, where you see what looks like a plus sign, you may wish to make the sign of the cross. And now let's pray together. If you're following along with the printed liturgy that accompanies this recording, please read the text that is in bold print. Know this, the Lord Himself is God. He Himself has made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. The Lord is near to those who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him faithfully. Hear the voice of my prayer when I cry out to you, when I lift up my hands to your Holy of Holies. Protect me, O God, for I take refuge in you. I have said to the Lord, you are my Lord, my good above all other. Send forth your strength, O God. Establish, O God, what you have wrought for us. Jesus comes near, and he beholds the city, and he looks on us with tears in his eyes. And wells of mercy, streams of love and pity, flow from the fountain whence all things arise. He loved us into life and longs to gather, and meet with his beloved face to face? How often has he called a careful mother and wept for our refusals of his grace, wept for a world that, weary with its weeping, benumbed and stumbling, turns the other way. Fatigued compassion is already sleeping, whilst her worst nightmares stalk the light of day. But we might waken yet and face those fears if we could see ourselves through Jesus' tears. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you through my own fault in thought and word and deed, in what I have done and in what I have left undone. For the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive me all my offenses, and grant that I may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Pause your playback device, and in the silence be attentive to what God wishes to communicate to you. I will bear witness that the Lord is righteous. I will praise the name of the Lord Most High. Send forth your strength, O God. Establish, O God, what you have wrought for us.
The Master, God, has given me a well-taught tongue, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens me, opens my ears to listen, as one ready to take orders. The Sovereign Lord has opened my ears, and I have not resisted. I didn't pull the covers back over my head. I followed orders, stood there and took it while they beat me, held steady while they pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. Because the Sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I set my face like flint, confident that I'll never regret this. My protector, who vindicates me, is near. And who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. Look, it is the Master, God, who helps me. Who would dare condemn me? Look, my accusers are all falling apart like moth-eaten clothes. Which of you fears the Lord and obeys the word of his servant? Which of you walks in the darkness and sees no light? Trust in the name of the Lord and lean on your God.
Send forth your strength, O God. Establish, O God, what you have wrought for us. In the silence that follows, pause your playback device and take a few moments to cover your eyes with your hands. Notice how the darkness of your shut eyes is hazy. Feel the clammy warmth of your breath against your palms. Think back on your day. Did you try to get ahead at the expense of others? When did you ignore God? When ready, cup your hands in your lap and open your eyes. When did you look out for your neighbor's interests? As you quietly look about the room, what are the gifts or concerns of the day that draw your attention? In the silence, offer the good, the bad, and the ugly up to God. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying. Soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted. Shield the joyous. May the Lord Almighty grant us and those we love a peaceful night and a perfect end, and all for your love's sake. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord, it is evening after a long day. What has been done has been done. What has not been done has not been done. Let it be. The night is dark. It is for stillness. Let our fears of the darkness, of the world, and of our lives rest in you. Let us be still in your presence. The night is quiet. Let the quietness of your peace enfold us, all who are dear to us, and all who have no peace. The night heralds the dawn. Let us look expectantly to a new day, new joys, and new possibilities. Amen. Pause your playback device, and in the silence, let yourself come to rest in God's presence. Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.